Blog Talk Radio.
In the darkest hour, when I cannot breathe, fear is on my chest, the weight of the world on me. Everything's crashing down, everything I have known. When I wonder if I'm all alone, I remember. Thinking about your goodness, goodness. I can't stop thinking about, I can't stop thinking about, I can't stop thinking about your goodness.
God, no matter what we're going through, God's always there with us. Well, I'm going to do a sound check since last week we had some sound problems. Craig, do you hear me?
I hear you, Miss Jeannie.
Okay. I think maybe I had unplugged my microphone and had forgot to plug it back in. So it may have been nothing more than my microphone wasn't plugged in last week. I hope that's all it was, because that's an easy fix. So, okay.
Yes, it is.
I'll go back and mute you, and I'll go on with the message then. Thank you, sir. All right. I had printed off some horse paperwork last Monday, I think, and then tonight I was looking, and my microphone wasn't plugged in. I thought, oh, wait a minute. Did I do that before or after the show? So, anyhow, all is well. Anyhow, bless you guys. I hope you've had a good week. I hope you felt the presence of God and have felt blessed and have felt loved and have had prayers answered and have felt God's leading in your life this week. That's one thing we've always, even when we're going through difficult times, even when we've got things that have not been resolved yet or questions that have not been answered, that we just keep back, going back and saying and knowing that God is good, that God is good, and that God is for us and he's with us and that he loves us. I know sometimes a lot of my message, it may seem like I go back and forth on the same things a lot, but you know what? I find that myself, I need to remind myself often of how good God is and to have hope in God. I've noticed the last few days, that, you know, with all of the elections things going on and the votes, just some of the votes still being counted and things like that. And I know Randy has talked a whole lot about that. I know you guys have listened to a lot of that. You know, people that have been expecting Trump to get in office. And I'm not going to talk about politics tonight. That's not my thing, really. But what I am going to talk about is people that have put their hope in places that maybe wasn't God's idea, or maybe in the changes that God is making just in our lives and in our world and in regions. It absolutely, people are being repositioned. Changes are being made. God is disconnecting us from some places and some peoples, and he's reconnecting us in other places. But I have seen it so much that God is, he's positioning people for a new day and for the new time that we have entered. And of course, when he positions us in one place, then it unpositions us from another, if that's a way to put it. And sometimes our expectations are, things don't always look like what we thought they were going to look like. And I see some that they begin to lose hope because they continue to look for that picture that they had envisioned, maybe not necessarily what God had envisioned. But I'm a person, now personally, I like change. I tend to get bored of the same thing, you know, that goes on for years. I know, you know, a lot of people, they'll be raised in one town and they'll live there. And a lot of people that live the same town their whole life and maybe in the same neighborhood or, you know, around kin folks. That's not me. I like the new. I like new faces, new places, new acquaintances, new things. I enjoy that sort of thing. Not for everybody. That's just me. But, you know, sometimes we can get an idea of what the future is going to look like for whatever reason, whether it's misinterpreted scripture, whether it's what other people have said. And maybe it's just our own desires and our own heart that we kind of get our future planned in our mind and in our hearts. And then when it doesn't look that way, then people begin to lose hope. You know, I have... I've got a friend that occasionally contacts me. Once in a while, I'll hear from her. Not a whole lot. We don't keep in touch a lot, but once in a while, I'll hear from her. And you know, she's going through some things, and you know, and I'll hear things. And I mean, I have to watch my mouth too. But I mean, all of us, things like, well, I guess this is going to kill me, or well, I guess this is going to fall through. This is not going to work. You know, this, you know, and we have to so watch. Not just what we say, but what we embrace in our hearts and minds. You know, because we can say something enough that we envision it and we believe it. And it really is about what we believe in our hearts. The word says, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So it's not always what we blurt out, even though I think that's a bad beginning. The things we say, the things we think, that's the way it gets started into our heart. That's the way things get planted in our heart. So we really have to continually go back and remind ourselves, just like that song was saying, of all the things that God has done and all the times that God's been faithful and all the times that even though maybe it didn't look like what we thought that it was going to look like, that God did wonderful and miraculous things in our life. You know, I'll point the finger at myself here. You know, of course, you guys are all aware of us selling our other house and moving and all that. you know, our other house, I had got it all completely remodeled inside and out. It looked really pretty. Everything, it had the yard all prettied up, and it put it up for sale. And the Lord had said, sell it yourself, which that's what I had done with the other homes we'd had before. I was always sold myself. I didn't use a realtor. I didn't want to give away that percentage. So put it up for sale myself. Within 3 days, I had a family from Oregon contact that actually they contacted their realtor. They had a realtor. I didn't have a realtor, but they had a realtor. Their realtor contacted me because since they were up in Oregon, they couldn't look down here. And they came out and put a contract on it from without even seeing it. And it had only been for sale like 3 days. I had put it on Zillow. So it was on the internet just, well, one or two sites was all, the ones that would let you do for sale by owner. And so once they put a contract on it, because I was getting a lot of calls, since I had signs out on the road and signs out in front of the place, I mean, I was getting a lot of phone calls. And I thought, you know, I've already got a contract. I'm just going to take it off of Zillow or you know, put it as pending or whatever and kind of shut the calls off. Because as far as I knew, you know, we were good. And I know some people say don't take it off until it's completely sold. But when you're the one taking the phone calls and not a realtor, it can be pretty distracting. So anyhow, I did. I just marked it as pending and whatnot so that it would shut some of the calls down. And the realtor just took a bunch of pictures in the house and some video, talked to him on the telephone. Like I said, they did it within just a little bit, little while. I mean, just seemed like within a few minutes they had everything kind of lined up in a contract. So it was about 6 days later, I think it was, six days later, the wife up in Oregon was able to fly down because they had an elderly father living with them. And anyhow, she flew down. Well, after she flew down, she realized that there was some stairs in the house because it had a sunken kitchen. There were like three steps from the kitchen up into the den. And when she saw, and to get into the house, you had to go up a couple steps. So anyhow, when she realized there were steps in the house, she was like, oh, this is not going to work for my elderly father. So they the realtor, I guess that evening, contacted me and said they're going to have to drop the contract. Well, instead of just knowing, you know, and I knew that all of this was God's will. I knew God had called us to move. I knew God had called us to this county. I knew God was in it, and I had known that for a long time. So you have a certain level of confidence when you know that you're in God's will, that you're doing what God has said to. But when they decided to not do the contract, and I knew that I had put pending on that thing, I'll be honest, that night I was like, well, great. They just caused me to miss a bunch of other calls and possible other buyers, you know, because they had the house tied up for nearly a week. And, you know, I grumbled, and I shouldn't have. I mean, I know God more than that. I know how God works for our good. And sometimes he just saves a place for the right ones, y'all. You know, and in our lives, sometimes he lets there be delays because he doesn't want us to have less, because he wants us to have the best. Sometimes there will be delays because he's waiting for that perfect situation to line up. Anyhow, the realtor called me. And to be honest, I had agreed to pay their realtor the 3% since they had a realtor. So, see, I was going to lose that 3%. Well, then when the realtor contacted me that evening, I'm trying to think if it was late that night. It might have been late that night, like 11 o'clock at night or something, that I removed that pending and put it back up for sale on Zillow so that people would see it. Well, it was like less than 30 hours later, at 24, 30 hours. It was less than 30 hours later. Had another family from Oregon contact me. And I know some of y'all have heard this story, but it fits into what I'm talking about tonight. That didn't have a realtor, that had already came down. They had been in Texas for 2 days. 2 days, y'all. So they had just arrived, came out to the house with their two little girls, well, teenage girls, actually, and loved the place. Told me before they left, I mean, right then, walked through the house, looked in the backyard, and said, right then, we want it. Where do you want us, which title company do you want us to use? And see, the first family, when the realtor called me and said that they had dropped their contract, now she told me, she said, "Hon," she said, "I think you can get more money than what you have your place priced at." And I had gone kind of back and forth on what I should price it at. I knew kind of basically the range, but not exactly. So anyhow, when that realtor had told me, she said, "I think you can get more than you're asking." So, well, in that time of frame, that few hours before I put it back on, back on Zillow for sale, I went up on the price. I don't remember now, $16,000-$17,000 went up on it. So then the next family that showed up less than 30 hours later, they didn't have a realtor, so I wasn't going to be out that 3% plus the price was higher. So all in all, I ended up with $30,000 more than I would have. But see, God had the best, and I'll let y'all know now. I repented. I'm like, "God, I'm so sorry that I murmured. I grumbled about the fact that maybe they caused me to lose someone," because God knew the right buyer. And the truth of the matter is, when those first people had first put a contract on it, that other couple would have probably been just getting ready to leave Oregon or en route. See, they weren't here yet. So really what God did was he saved that place. He saved that house for the other couple that was going to basically make me more money. And I absolutely loved the little family. A Christian family, young family, just absolutely loved them. And they just adored the place, you know, and that makes you feel good. You know, when you can tell they just are delighted with your place, you know, and the kids delighted, that just makes your heart feel good that you did good. But, you know, I just said all of that to say we have to watch how we react when we're going through things, because we don't know what God's doing behind the scenes. Sometimes what seems like a setback is really a setup from the Lord, because he's trying to position us for his highest and his best. He wants to bless us. He wants to do us good. And so even when we are going through difficult things, we have to remember to praise God and to thank God for all of the good things that he's done, and to remember what he's done in the past, how he's been faithful and how he's come through. And even when things are going difficult, you know, praising for the small victories, you know, praising for the things that are going good, you know. And there's nothing wrong with going before the Lord with our petitions and saying, "Lord, this is on my heart," or, "Lord, we've got this going on. We need help," or, "We need an answer." But we definitely need to watch how we voice things and how we feel. "Well, I guess this will just fall through too," or, you know what I mean. We've all been there at times. But it's all about keeping our hope in God. I shared a little thing on Facebook today with a beautiful little picture, and it's a wonderful scripture that we all love, Isaiah 40:31. It said, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." You know, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Job encouraged himself in the Lord. Now, he went up and down some, but he did encourage himself in the Lord. David, you know, and in times we just have to encourage ourselves in God. This is in Psalms 42:11. It says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." You know, that's the way that we pick ourselves up, by praising God, by thanking God, by remembering the things that he's done. You know, I was looking at Corinthians 13, which is, you know, the love chapter. And, of course, it's talking about the attributes of love and the personality of love. I love putting it like that. But one scripture, one of the verses that really caught my attention, it said, love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. I love that, always hopes. But see, that's not only our love for God, that's knowing God's love for us, that we know he loves us. And we always have that hope that things are going to turn for our good. We persevere because of that hope of knowing that God is for me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Will we still have troubles? Sure. To be honest, as we go through troubles, it grows us. It grows our tenacity. It grows our character. It grows our trust. So, you know, just like any kind of workout, you don't build muscles by sitting on the couch eating Oreos. You know, it takes opposition to the muscles. In the natural, to build muscles and to strength training and all of that sort of thing, wind training, you know, have running and all that good stuff. Well, the same is true in the spirit. We go through things. It helps us learn to get into the scripture, to pray, to trust God, to learn how to flex our spiritual muscles and our faith. But watch your hope. Watch your hope that you don't lose hope. And watch your mouth. Me too. We have to watch our mouths as well. And I've said this many times, when whatever comes out of our mouth, our heart is always listening. Our heart's always listening. And your heart will believe your words quicker than it will somebody else's. So if you speak failure over yourself, or you speak doubt, you speak sickness, well, I guess this is going to kill me. No, it's not. Don't say that. Shall I live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. With long life he satisfies me and shows me his salvation. And there's nothing, I'd have to look it up where it's at. This is even in our old age that we will bear fruit. I think I'm there. I'm close. That's all right. I'm going to keep going for the Lord. I believe in long life. I have an aunt that lived to be 100. And she was a great aunt. My grandpa was 95, I think. So I've got some longevity in my family. But we definitely have longevity in the family of God. But hope in God. And when things seem rough, and we have things that we pray for sometimes for years. Boy, I've done that. There's things I've prayed for decades. But God is faithful. And I've seen the answers. And yeah, I've still got other things I'm believing for. But I know if he was faithful before, he'll be faithful again. Trust God. Keep your hope up. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me, in Christ. All right. Let's play another song. I've got a few more numbers to write down, and then we'll take callers. Grace abounds to me.
want to take your word and shine it all around. First, help me trust to live it, Lord. And when I'm doing well, help me to never seek a crown, for my reward is giving glory.
God is beautiful in his grace. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Oh, Lord, I thank you for each and every one listening tonight, Lord. And Lord, I just speak a blessing over them. And Lord, I just speak your help to them, God, that you are the arm that sustains them, your love. Embrace them and Lord, just saturate them in your love. Saturate them in that knowing, God, that you're for them. Lord, that you'll never leave them. Lord, that you're always with them. And Lord, make them to know in their hearts that they can do all things through Christ. Amen. All right. Let's go right back here. 502-548. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Jeannie.
Well, good to hear from you tonight, and you actually got in here before your bride tonight. Most of the time, she's ahead of you.
I know it.
You're quick tonight.
I was a little bit quicker tonight.
Yeah. Well, anything special going on? Anything you want to share tonight?
Oh, my Lord, where do I even start, Jeannie? fire today.
Oh, wow.
That's
is that
what
good
I
or bad?
Said. I don't know. I mean, for the most part, I think good. It's far too much story to go into here, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's better for me because he really didn't do much for me, and I now report directly to a regional.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and he called me today, and said something about sitting down and talking to him. He said he would love to. I'm like, well, kind of good that you should because you're going to be my boss. But I don't know. I mean, I hate it for what is now my former boss. I mean, I just, I understand that he had no warning. Doesn't make me feel any better about my company overall, but I feel sorry for him. We're a week from Thanksgiving and 5 weeks from Christmas. That's kind of a crappy thing to do.
Well, hopefully he's got other avenues of finance,
Yeah. And maybe they gave him a severance. I don't know. He just said that, you know, they let him go. So, yeah. And other than that, I just could not begin to tell you all the things that I see God's hand in.
Wow. God is for you. I know God is. Mm-hmm. God has really been working around your job. I know that. Without knowing. Just in my heart, I know that God's been working around all
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Greg. And Father, thank you, Lord, that you are positioning and repositioning. Father, Lord, you have been busy in Greg's life. Lord, very busy in Greg's life, just coordinating things and bringing about changes and bringing about changes even in his surroundings and his environment and his atmosphere and all those things that pertain to his life. God, you've been so busy. But Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the blessings on Greg and Lord, your hand of protection that's even on Greg. Lord, that you, that he is hidden in Christ. Lord, he is with you. And he is in you, Lord, that you are with him, that he is covered, Lord, that your hand of protection is on him. Lord, he has nothing to be worried about or concerned about, even though we know that man maybe is not faithful, but God is faithful. And so, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for giving him peace and comfort in all those areas. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, that you have prepared him for such a time as this. And Lord, that your word even speaks of that the gifts, Lord, that the gifts that you put within us, the gifts of God, it brings us men. It brings us before people. And I'll be honest, before I ever even clicked on your number, I recognize most of you guys' numbers, so not all of them, but most of them. But before I even clicked on your number, I could see you standing before a group of people, mostly men, but a group of people like a board meeting or something. It didn't strike me as like a church group, but I could see you standing before a group of people, kind of like a board meeting, and talking to people. Seemed like you had paper, like papers on a board, you know, like you would be pointing out things, describing things to people. However that is, whether it's on paper, but like you would be pointing things out and showing things to people, whether it's graphs, whatever, I don't know. But I just saw you before a group of people, mostly men, talking. And that's really all I can say. That's all I've really got of that. But like I said, I saw it before I ever even clicked on your number. So it's not something that, yeah. So whatever that is, something that's to come. Something that God is preparing you for. I do know that God has given you a voice and is giving you a voice, that there'll be an increase in your ability to have a voice with people that you work with, those just more influential maybe than you think in that sense.
Right.
So, Lord, I just thank you for doing it. Lord, I just thank you that you're with Greg from start to finish and all this, Lord. You have been changing things and redirecting and coordinating things, Lord, but your favor of God is upon him. Your wisdom is with him, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for just preparing him for the days that are to come, the things that you have to show him, the places that you're going to take him. Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, the word even says that, you know, the Lord, that he'll bring us before kings and things. Of course, we don't have kings in the United States, but, you know, God will bring us before people of substance, people that are influential in life. You know, God will bring us before those and give us favor. Hold on this computer. And give us a voice. So,
yeah.
Praise God. My computer
I believe that
here.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Yeah. So anything, any more happening as far as a wedding? I'm being nosy.
Good question. I mean, I think there are things happening behind the scenes. Guy has not, like, shown us anything very specific,
okay.
But I do believe we're getting closer.
Okay. I won't pry too much.
There's nothing to pry yet. It's, sooner the better for me.
Yep. Well, it'll be interesting to see what God does. You know, what God does with
Amen.
Your job and things like that. I'm assuming that Jennifer will relocate to Kentucky, you know.
We'll talk about that.
You know, so yeah. God knows. Y'all have an interesting story. I'll say that. Y'all's story is very interesting to follow. I enjoy it.
if you knew it all the way back to 7 years ago, you would really find it interesting.
Oh, I bet. I've always wanted to match.
Maybe one day we'll sit down and tell you that.
Huh?
Yep. Maybe one day we will sit down and tell you that.
That'd be great. I'd enjoy it. Absolutely.
It is interesting.
So, how cool. All right. Well, is there anything in particular you want to pray about, sweetie?
Yeah, unusual for me, but my neighbors next door moved in maybe a year ago, give or take, and they are African and do not speak very good English, as best
mm-hmm.
I can tell. I wave. Sometimes they wave. They just I don't know if it's part of a possible religion or just how, you know, different cultures, but they're not
mm-hmm.
like typical friendly neighbors. They're not mean or
yeah.
anything like that, but for no other reason, they had a baby, and about 2 weeks ago, EMS and every agency of first responders was in the dead end, and one of my neighbors saw an EMS tech carrying their new infant, which was 2 months
uh-oh.
Old, out and appeared to be lifeless.
Oh, wow.
And I just found out tonight that baby had passed away. And it was like 2 months old.
Yeah.
I don't even know their names. I just want.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, there are going to be so many cultural differences. And of course, we certainly agree with them over their baby, you know, whether it's SIDS or whatever the case. So, Father, we just ask, Lord, for comfort for this family, Lord, that you would just comfort their hearts, Lord, over that baby. Lord, we know that baby is with you. Lord, that child is in heaven and Lord, safe and loved and in the arms of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, we pray that they know that, Lord. We have no idea, Lord, what they believe, what their religious beliefs are or anything. But, Father, that in this time that they would encounter you, that they would feel your love, that they would feel your presence, Lord, and that their grief would be lifted, Lord, because we have that hope in you that we will see our loved ones again that are in heaven. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that even though there may be a language barrier there, Lord, that there would be a measure in some way for Greg to be able to have at least a neighborly relationship with the people next door, Lord, and maybe be able to witness to them or just extend the kindness to them that they would understand, Lord. But, Father, we do ask that you would send those that they can communicate with, that would speak to them of the gospel, would speak to them of your love, Lord, that would just shower love on them and let them feel the embrace of God through the love of another person, Lord. But mostly, Lord, that they would just sense your presence in their home and Lord, that their hearts be healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just thank you. Well, that's a difficult thing. That's hard. And, of course, it's really hard when there's a language barrier there. So,
yeah.
God knows and God will lead you. If you're to do anything, God will lead you. Well, that's interesting about your job.
Yeah.
That it see what God does. Yeah, we'll see what God does. But pray that, you know, pray that he have provision and open new, you know, new doors are open to him, that he can move on with his life and have the means to continue to support his family, you know, support his life. So, Lord, help him. All right. Well, good talking to you. I think your bride is the very next one in line, so I'm going to move on and talk to her a little bit.
All right. Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you, Greg. Talk to you later. All right, 828-989. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad I figured out the computer thing or whatever. Anyhow, I'm glad it's working tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, you doing good? You have things on your heart tonight you're wanting to share, or you just wanting prayer tonight? Or
God is good.
He is.
What can I say? Like, he's just moving. He's growing, maturing, building love, just doing a lot of inner, you know, just deep healing in me and trauma and stuff. And just I feel like I'm on the verge of a breakthrough. But, yeah, he's just, I can really sense him moving in his hand in everything.
Awesome. Praise God.
Just praise. Just have a lot of praise for him tonight.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you. I'm sitting here. I'm listening to you talk, but what I'm visually seeing a path, a new path opening up in front of me. I'm seeing a new path. This is like a path in the woods or a path in the mountains or something. But you know, like where they go through and they clear a path through the trees and a dirt path. But it's like I'm seeing a new path being cleared for you. I mean, you're talking, but I'm seeing this while you're talking. I don't know what that is, but I see a new pathway being opened up for you. As I see it, like I said, it's like in the woods, or you know, or like in nature, where they go in and they clear the trees out of the way, and there's a dirt path. It's not just foot wide though. I mean, this would be a path wide enough to drive a Jeep through or something. But I see a new path being opened up for you. So praise God,
praise
Lord.
God.
We thank you, Lord. Yeah, we thank you, Lord, for new paths. For Lord, your word says that you build the north and you make the crooked places straight. So Father, I thank you for whatever this new path is. We know, Lord, that it's good, that you are doing new things in Jennifer's life. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that just as in the natural, where when there are wooded areas that are maybe impassable or difficult to move, that when there's a new path, it opens up a way. It opens up, but this is a new path. Okay, this is a new path. This is not some way you've gone before. So this is a new path. Obstacles, just like in the natural, obstacles being removed out of the way, and a new path. That's all I can say. That's all that I really know, is I just see a new path being opened up for you, a new path made for you. So praise God.
Hallelujah. I feel that. I've been feeling that. So that's just confirmation for me. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Sometimes the Lord does it. I mean, sometimes he'll show me things when I pray, and sometimes, just like with Greg, before I ever clicked on him, I was seeing that. And then like with you, as you were talking, I kept seeing this path, this dirt, you know, nice, wide, clear dirt path where there had been woods. But it wasn't woods anymore. It was a nice, clear dirt path, but that it was a new path. Not God just showing you an old path, but it was a new path, recently cleared, new path for us. So praise God. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for all the new things you're doing in Jennifer's life, and, Lord, how you're blessing her and you're healing her. Lord, it's been a step by step by step. Lord, just as your word says, you take us from glory to glory, that it has been a process, as it is with most of us. Lord, that you have been healing Jennifer and bringing, just bringing renewal to her life. Not only just healing over scars, Lord, but removing scars and making the flesh new like there had never been an injury, making those places like the hurts had never been. You know, I received that word years ago, a lady told me, and she didn't say what it pertained to. She said, it'll be like it never happened. And I wondered many times exactly what is that, but I never knew for sure. But I know God has done a wonderful job in so many places in my life of bringing restoration. You know, and it's, you know, in the natural, we can have hurts. You know, I've got a place where I had surgery on my knee when a little stud colt broke my knee. And I can still look and I can still see the scar where they did that surgery, you know. So we have that reminder sometimes. But with the Lord, he'll go in and he removes even the scars, you know. So it's like brand new flesh. It's like brand new, like things had never happened. And I'm just, God's doing that in your life in so many areas, that he's removing the effects. He's removing the scars. He's removing, like you said, the trauma and things like that in your life. So that you're not even going to be able to look back and see the scars, because it's going to all be healed and there'll be nothing to look back to. So, Father, I just thank you, Father, for all you're doing in Jennifer's life, Lord. And, Lord, how her life is going to be such a witness to others. She's going to be such a help to others, Lord. Her life story, her and Greg's life story, Lord, it's going to be such a witness to others and bring so much healing and bring so much hope to others. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for this beautiful journey you have them on. Lord, this beautiful journey and all of the laughter, all of the tears of joy, all of the good times that lays ahead of them. Lord, challenges, but good challenges, all of those wonderful things, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for touching their children, Lord, that you're going to use them in wonderful ways. Lord, that your hand is on their kids, grown kids, they're still kids. They're your kids. So regardless of how old they are, they're still your kids. That, Lord, that you're working mightily around the lives of Greg's and Jennifer's kids. And Lord, your spirit is stirring around them. And Lord, they're going to be able to speak into their lives and even greater ways. But Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Receive that. We receive that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I very much sense the Spirit of God, you know, around y'all's kids working, you know, starting to stir. You know, it's like anything
Thank
else. There's that place that God, sometimes when he's just working behind the scenes and when he's stirring around them, when there's not a lot, maybe not seeing a lot right then, but God is working. So that's cool. Praise God. All right. Well, anything in particular you want to pray about, sweetie?
No, actually, I have Colin here, and he's not a believer, and I asked him if, you know, could have Jeannie pray for him and pray for you, and he said yes. He snuck out of the room, but he just to go downstairs, but that was my prayer for tonight, but you kind of touched on it a little.
Yeah. Well, I'll pray for it. We can pray for him anyhow. He can listen to it later even. Father, I just thank you for calling, and Lord, I thank you, Father, that your presence is with him, Lord, and that the prayers that have been prayed over him and for him, Lord, those prayers are still circulating in the atmosphere and in the heavenlies, Lord, that your ear is turned towards him, Lord, that your eyes are put on him. Lord, that you're very mindful of Colin. You're very mindful, Lord, that you're very aware of everything that goes on in his life, Lord, his friends, his acquaintances, Lord, those places where he has doubts and he has even opinions, Lord, those places where he has questions. And Lord, even though at times he may act disinterested, but Lord, he has questions in his heart. Sometimes we may think, I don't care about that, or I don't have interest in that. But in our heart, because our heart longs for God. So we're created with that longing for God in our heart, because that's a place that only God can fill. So even though we may sometimes with our minds think, well, I'm busy and I'm this and that and I'm young and I've got all this time ahead of me and all of these other things that occupy, you know, our mind, occupy our time. There's still always that inside part that's saying, I want God. I want to know God. I want to know God. Do you know me? Do you care for me? Are you real? What do you do where my life is concerned? And Father, I thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself to Colin in a greater way. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for him encountering you. Lord, sometimes we encounter God through the things we see happen in life. Sometimes we encounter God in our own lives, but sometimes it's the things we witness with our eyes that we say, wow, that was God, or God kept them. Sometimes we see the hand of God moving in just the things that we witness that really can be earth-shaking in our lives. We can see things happen. We can see things go on that marks us for many years in the sense, not in a bad sense maybe, but in a sense that it rocks our boat a little, that we see things happen with others that we know, that gives us a knowing that God is real, that God is real, that God is there, that God intervened or God was present. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for God encounters for Colin, that he will witness things and that he will see things, even in the lives of others, Lord, that will make him to know that God is on the throne, that God loves him, God is with him, but Lord, that you are King. You are King. You are Lord. There is not another. There's none beside you. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for surrounding Colin's life with your love and for being with him and for him. Lord, and him having a growing realization of who you are and that you're mindful of him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jeannie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Well, God bless you too, sweetie.
Thank you.
I love you guys, and I will talk to you again.
We love you. We love you.
All right. You have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Week, sweetie. All right.
You too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, 205-531. How's Julia May?
Yes, fine. Fine.
Good, good, good. Have y'all been having all the bad weather over there?
It's cold.
No, it is here, too. I don't mind.
It's cold.
Yeah,
it's frozen. It's going to rain tomorrow, so it's going to be cold.
Yeah, it rained here today. It's supposed to be cold all week. And I'm a sunshine lover. I really, you know, I can take 90 better than 40 any day of the week.
Right.
I'm not a winter person. But for those that like it, more power to them, but I'm not. I'm a southern gal. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May. And Father, I thank you that she is a sunshine in her area. She is a sunshine in her home. And Lord, that she is a sunshine for you. Father, thank you, Lord, that you've put your word upon her heart and your word is upon her lips. And Lord, that I can see the Bible in your hand and your hand that stretched over your head, just like you see a lot of preachers, you know, that hold that Bible up. And they would kind of shake the Bible, you know, this is the word of God. I just see you declaring the word of God and you decreeing the word of God and speaking the word of truth for others to hear and decreeing it over your own life and your own family, that this is the word of God. And just that, you know, stomp your foot on the ground of of this is ours and it belongs to us, and God's, you know, God is working in our lives, and the promises of God are yes and amen. Just I will not be denied, that type attitude of, you know, what was it, Jacob that wrestled with the angel and said, I will not turn you loose until you bless me. And that type of declaration of like the promises of God are yes and amen, and they are mine and I will not turn loose. But I just see you decreeing it and declaring it, and just that boldness in your voice, that boldness in your spirit of I will receive God's highest and best, and God has this for me, God has this for my family. And that just, you know, grab with your teeth and your toenails and your fingernails and not let go. Just the faith of God rising up in you to receive all the good things of God that God has for you. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Julia May. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just pouring out on her. Lord, for pouring out your blessings, Lord, blessings that she cannot hold. That more than she would ask or think, that you're that kind of God. More than we can ask or think, God. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for blessing her family and her children and those that she loves, that she's close to. And Father, I thank you, Lord. I don't know why, but you may, I'm seeing a car. Have you been praying about a car? Do you have a car that's needing to be worked on? Are you still there?
Yes. I have a truck. My husband had, and I've been working on the low. We trying to figure out what's wrong with it, because I was like trying to have something for a backup. And you never know when you need, you know, a truck deliver stuff. So
right now
someone's killing the battery. And I said, Lord, what is killing my battery and the alternator? So I'm trying to get somebody to fix it, because my car is still paying for. I just bought a car in 2000, pound, so I'm still paying on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was praying. It was like all of a sudden I saw a car or something. So I didn't know what any of that was about. I didn't know if you were praying for a car, or if you had a problem with a car, you know, car, truck, vehicle, whatever that was. So, well, Father, you know, Lord, you're the Lord that provides.
Oh, yes,
you're the Lord that Lord that makes a way. And Lord, in this day and time, we've all got to have transportation. We've got to have transportation that we can depend on. There's nothing more aggravating than a vehicle that, or lawnmower or any of that stuff, tractor that won't run when it's supposed to. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just providing all of the finances they need to get their vehicles fixed. And, Lord, if you have a new vehicle for them, Lord, we just say thank you in advance. Thank you in advance.
Amen.
Lord,
thank you, Father.
Bringing it forth. Lord, we just thank you because you're a good God. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, transportation is necessary in life today. So, Lord, I just thank you for, Lord, that you're a good God and you bless and provide all that we need, all that we have need of. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Well, is there anything else you want to pray about, hon?
No, I just said, well, everybody doing fine, and my teacher that I'm working with, she's doing okay. We still got kind of blank look on her face. I'm still praying for her, you know, but she's still alert, you know. But she still, you know, got a way to go. So she, you know, she's doing the speech and the physical therapy, and my nephew praying for him and his wife, the one that's still, you know, been 15 months now in that coma and no change. So we praying, you know, God move that blood clot. That's what's keeping her asleep.
Yeah, absolutely. Lord, help him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lord, help him. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Well, all righty, girl. Well, that was interesting about the vehicle. See what God does.
Okay, then. Okay, God bless you.
God
Take
bless
care.
You, too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Let me get a drink right quick. All right, 954-580. I believe this is Carolyn.
Yeah.
Oh,
hello,
how are you,
Caroline?
How are you, sweetie? You doing good tonight?
Yes, thank you.
Good, good, good. All righty. Well, is there anything you're wanting to share tonight or anything on your heart?
No, not tonight. Thanks.
All right. Well, let's just pray for you. Father, I thank you for Carolyn. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the sensitive spirit that you've given her, Lord, that there's a real sensitivity in Carolyn, Lord. There's a sensitivity of, Lord, to your presence. There's a sensitivity to other people, Lord. There's just a sensitivity in her, Lord, that she's got that, she's got a heart that is easily touched, Lord. She's easily touched with compassion. She's easily touched, Lord, that she cares about others. She's got a sensitive spirit. She's got a compassionate heart. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that Lord, when people have a sensitivity, when they have a lot of compassion, when they have that sweet heart, Lord, sometimes we're touched easily ourselves. You know, when we have compassion, then it's easy for things to hurt. You know, we can get our feelings hurt a little easier. We can, we might notice things more than some other people because we're sensitive. And it's a beautiful God-given trait because God is sensitive. You know, that being sensitive to God's spirit and sensitive to God leading, you know, they're sensitive and insensitive. And when you're sensitive, many times you're sensitive to everything, you know, because it's a part of who you are. And it's a beautiful thing, but it can make us be wounded easily. It can make us feel more emotional. You know, when we feel things, you know, there are people that are feelers. I'm pretty much a feeler myself, and I just sense that you're a feeler. And it is a God thing. It is a God trait. You know, God didn't. He made us all different. But I just think that you're a feeler. You're a person that feels things. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Carolyn, that those things that she feels, Lord, that you will use her in the spirit in that too. Lord, that she will easily pick up things in the spirit, that she will pick up the hurt, that she'll be able to sense when others are hurting or when others are have things going on in their life, Lord, and be able to pray for them, be able to minister to them. But, Father, I also ask, Lord, that you heal the places in Carolyn's heart, Lord, that because she's sensitive, because she's a feeler, that, Lord, that she... that you bring healing to the places that have felt like they have hurt too much or too long in her life. And, Lord, that she learned how to navigate through that, feeler of being a feeler, that she learned how to navigate through that, Lord, that she not internalize a lot of that, that sometimes the things that she feels, that she realizes that it's not all for her. It's not all hurt that belongs to her. You know, sometimes we will pick up things from even other people because we sense it. You know, just like Randy sometimes, he will, you know, Randy is a feeler in that sense. He may, like, his back may start hurting and he finally realizes it's not his back. He's feeling the pain of somebody else because he's a feeler. He might say, I feel a pressure in my head. Well, it's not actually his head. He's picking up something off somebody else in the spirit. And I just sense at times you may be doing that, but you'll learn how to navigate through that. That you realize, okay, is this me? Is this something that, you know, that's me? Or is this something that belongs to someone else that I'm picking up in the spirit? But Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just helping Carolyn, Lord, and just bringing joy to her heart, Lord, for just washing away some of the cares and some of the hurts. But Lord, also helping her to mature in this, this part of the spirit, Lord, that she'll really start to discern and understand of what she's feeling and why she's feeling, Lord, and be able to separate the two, separate what's actually her own emotions and her own pain, what maybe is actually someone else's, but she's feeling it in it. and know how to either minister to people or how to pray for people. We don't always have to approach people. Sometimes we can just see someone. I've done it many, many times, just see someone on the side of the road and feel my heart, feel a compassion for them and pray for them, and them never know it, you know. They never would know it. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for helping Carolyn and healing her heart, and God just bringing that that realization of who she is in Christ, Lord, and that the gifts and callings that, Lord, that the gifts are within her, and there's things in her that you're developing and going to develop, and it's going to be a blessing. And it's, those things are a blessing. Sometimes they can be hard to navigate through to start with. But it's a blessing, and Lord, I just speak the blessing over Carolyn. Lord, just speak joy over her life. The joy of the Lord over her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, okay. I thought I had lost you there
Thank
for a second.
You.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. That is so true. That is just me in the heart. So, sensing person's hurt and being one to empathize a lot for others.
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful trait to be sensitive, because being sensitive to God too, but it can be difficult. It can be difficult to be a real feely type person. But we learn how to grow through it and navigate through it, and God uses it. So it's also a beautiful thing that God really uses. Well, is there anything particularly you want in prayer about, sweetie?
Yes, thank you. Just kindly pray for strength. I'm just feeling a bit drained in work and stuff like that. So just pray that the Lord will just strengthen me and just grant me wisdom on the job, in dealing with persons and just favor in general.
Okay. Well, Father, I just speak in feeling energizing breath of God over Carolyn, Lord, that you would just bring that refreshing to her, Lord. Lord, that when she sleeps, she will sleep so sweet. And, Lord, that her body will just feel rested. Lord, that you would even double, like if she sleeps 4 hours, it'll feel like 8 hours. If she sleeps 6 hours, it'll feel like 12 hours, Lord. That she awakes feeling rested and rejuvenated and Lord, energized for the next day. And Father, I just speak a peace over her mind too, because even our mind being troubled or having too much on our mind, it can drain our strength as well. It doesn't have to be physical things. It can be things, you know, we get too much on our mind. It can make us just feel tired and worn out. So, Lord, not only do I speak refreshing, regenerating to her body, but I speak, Lord, just a supernatural rest to Carolyn's mind, that even that her mind will rest when her body rests, her mind will rest as well. And, Lord, that she'll be able to turn the thoughts off and be able to kick that brain into neutral. I've known a lot of people. I was like that when I was younger. God helped me through that. But, you know, lay down to sleep, and even though we might be sleepy, our brain won't quit, you know. And we'll still be thinking about 900 things that went on or that we need to do or conversations or whatever. So we don't sleep good because we never get our minds to really rest. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing that rest and that sleep and that just that quietness to her soul. Lord, that Carolyn's soul will just find that peaceful, that quiet place that she can just be just refreshed, sleep and rest, the rest of God over her, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Oh, you're welcome,
hon.
You too. God bless you too, sweetie.
Thank you.
God's sweet sleep over you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. All right. 903-918. I believe this is Miss Michelle.
Yes, ma'am, it is. How are you doing?
I'm good, sweetie. I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good. I hear the word questions. Questions. So, Lord, I thank you for Michelle. And, Lord, that the questions she has before you, Lord, that you will begin to answer them. Lord, that she'll begin to see clarity on some things. Lord, that she has questions about. But, Lord, that you also will show her. Sometimes we have questions that are the wrong questions. And sometimes we're on a need-to-know basis. We really are. I can remember a few years ago. I don't remember all the details about it. But I remember talking to the Lord about someone in my life that was very close to me. And you know, in my mind, I thought, you know, they need to be closer to God. They need to be doing some things different. And I was talking to the Lord about it. And thought because they were a close part of my life that maybe I had a right to talk to the Lord about it. Sometimes it depends on how we do it, huh? And the Lord very clearly told me, he said, he belongs to me. And I understood the way he said it, that he was saying, he's mine and it's none of your business. And that was a good example of a need-to-know basis. I was like, yes, sir, thank you, Lord. You are so right. And I let that go. And I thought, you know what, God, I've got me to take care of, and it's not my place sometimes to decide if somebody else is doing right or not doing right, or, you know, even when our intentions are good and we want good things for them and we want them to be blessed and we want them to be all God has called them to be. Sometimes God will say, you know what, that's between me and them and not for you to know. And I'm not saying that's going on in your life. I'm just saying, God will make us to know whether there's at times whether, you know, like there, sometimes we're on a need-to-know basis. There's some things he will cause us. He will give us answers on. There's other things God will say, that's not what I'm wanting to talk to you about tonight or today. I'm wanting to talk to you about this, such and such. I can remember so many times I would go back in the past, I would go to prophetic meetings and I would so want to hear from God on a particular thing and so expect God to give me a word about something in particular that was really on my heart strong. And God would talk to me about something totally different. And I would think, well, God, that's nice, but that's not what I was wanting to talk to you about or what I was wanting to hear about. And I finally learned, you know what, many times God talks to us about what he wants to talk about and what's on his heart. And it's not always the same thing that's on our heart. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, for just directing Michelle and, Lord, just giving her your heart. Lord, coordinate, like bringing your hearts together, Lord, that she will, that she'll have a heart for what's on your heart. And, Lord, that you do answer our questions. You don't always answer all of them, Lord, but that you will, the things that she's to know now, Lord, that you will show her, and the things maybe that are not a priority, that she will have a peace about it. God, those things that she'll just have a peace about it and think, you know what, I don't have to know that, or I don't need that answer today. Sometimes the answers are for further down the road. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, for a greater level of trust growing in Michelle. And, Lord, that just a peace that passeth understanding, just growing in her heart and growing in her soul in a greater way. And Lord, that even when we have unanswered prayers or we have unanswered questions, that, Lord, that your peace rules in her life, and that, Lord, that she will begin to tune in more to what you're wanting to talk to her about at any given time. He may talk to us about one thing this week and something else next week, Lord, but that her heart begins to sink, that's the word, synchronize with your heart more and more, Lord, and then we see great revelation come when our thoughts and our prayers and our wills synchronizes with yours. We see great strides in our growth in God, and great revelation comes forth. So, Father, I just speak a blessing over Michelle and the love of God and the goodness of God and the provision of God over her in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. I hope all that made sense to you.
It made a whole lot of sense, because that's what I was going to ask for prayer for.
Okay.
I have questions.
Okay.
So he explained it to me, so praise God.
Praise God. Well, God is good. He knows. He knows. Well,
he knows.
Thank you, Lord.
He knows.
All righty. Well, you have a blessed week, sweetie.
You too. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Good night. Yeah, 605-390. Is this Carla?
Yeah, it's Carla.
Hi, girl. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm good. All right. Anything you're wanting to share tonight, or anything on your heart?
Well, I really needed all the things that you said earlier about hope and you know, things don't always happen when we think they should or the way we want them. Because I'm dealing with a lot of that right now myself.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Struggling, you know. The last few years been calling in here, struggling with health and marriage and all that. Well, finally I'm getting divorced, so I'm struggling a little bit with that. And but other than that, things are all right. I'm just, you know, trying to figure out what God's plan is for me now. And, you know, I think this marriage was one of those things that had to end because, long story short, he was a narcissist and he was not good for me. It was pretty bad, and so trying to recover from that and, you know, work on my health and all that, and I'm just like, okay, Lord, you know, I've been trying to get out of Arkansas, and it feels like every time I try to get out of here, something's, like, stopping me, and I'm like, okay, God, I really want out of here, so I'm just trying to figure out what he wants, and, you know, when I call in here and, you know, the words that I get always are right on and helpful and encouraging. And so sometimes when I'm really struggling, I call in here a lot.
Yeah, I understand. I've done that a lot myself. Well, let's pray for you, hon. Father, I thank you for Carla. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for a breath of fresh air for her. Lord, I thank you for that breath of fresh air, Lord, where there's been so much entanglement, there's been snares, there's been like, it almost seemed like strings tied to you, things that have had you tied down, that have had you entangled. I just see like strings tied on you here and there and there, and just feeling a massive emotions of feeling tied down, of not feeling free. And yet at times feeling guilty because you want to be free, and just all of the confusion that goes with that. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for that freedom for Carla. Lord, for that freedom and that sense of freedom, and not the sense of freedom of like feeling alone, because that's not what it is, but that freedom of breath of fresh air, Lord, and the clouds. The sky is clearing, like the clouds, and that can be many times that, like when you see it, like the way I see it, like clouds, like literal clouds, it can be like like our thinking can feel clouded. But Lord, I just see like the clouds the clouds moving away and the skies becoming clear, that breath of fresh air, the skies becoming clear, and a freedom, but not a liberated type freedom, not a I'm in the world all alone kind of freedom. And Father, thank you, Lord, for directing Carla's path, Lord, that she is going to feel that freedom in her heart. Lord, the change can be difficult. Lord, we go through, sometimes we go through guilt, sometimes we go through insecurity, sometimes we go through the what ifs and maybe we shoulda, coulda. But Lord, that she is going to feel liberated. She is going to feel liberty. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for healing her heart, for healing her of trauma of all sorts, Lord. Father, as she begins to direct her thoughts forward more, that even this would allow her sometimes just the finalization of things. Sometimes it just allows us to look forward so that we cease to look back and wonder, cease to look back and think, well, what if? But Lord, that she will be able to be liberated in her mind, liberated in her life. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the timing that you have for Carla, Lord, that there's a timing, Lord, that there's a timing for her life. And sometimes we need that time of just, of letting down, that time of just letting our emotions and our body, and many times things in our body that are ill is really based, many times it's from emotions, because, you know, we have anxiety, we have anger, all of the things that go on, it affects our body. You know, I know that firsthand. A lot of the things that affects our body comes from stress and all of the things behind it. So, Lord, that you do have some changes for Carla. Lord, you do have some changes for her. And, Lord, you do have a beautiful future for her, and you do have some new beginnings for her. But, Lord, that she is in a time, is entering a time and is going to have a time of just restoration, a time of just healing, of catching her breath, of just enjoying being still for a while, for a little bit while, but of healing and just enjoying you, a time of, I just see you, Carla, just like standing still. You know, sometimes when we get through one thing before we start another, sometimes we just need that downtime of just catching our breath and organizing and letting our bodies heal a little bit, and then the next thing starts. And that's kind of what I see for you. I absolutely feel in my heart that God has some changes for you, but I feel like you're going to have a time of kind of being still and recouping in the sense of peace, of not jumping into something else, not running like we're running away from something, but have just a time of stillness just to kind of gather yourself and let God touch you and let God heal you, just so that your steps are deliberate. Because sometimes when we want out of a situation, we're just like, you know, kind of like a horse that's been let out of a pen. They just run blind. But as we take that time just before God and just to let God work in our lives and God bring healing to our lives, and then he can speak to us, and it's a very deliberate steps.
Right. I've kind of felt that, because when everything that I try to do, I kind of quit trying. A few months ago, I said, well, this ain't working. God, you must have me here for a reason. And I think it's been to do exactly what you said and to work on my relationship with him. Because when you're in a relationship with, you know, like my husband was, it was always drama. It was always craziness. It was always drinking. And, you know, so it was just, my stress level was through the roof all the time. I couldn't even concentrate. And so I do feel like that he's got me here and not letting me go right now for that reason.
Yeah.
But sometimes it gets hard because, you know, I was very, what's the word, secluded. So I don't have any friends here. So it really makes it difficult. Because when we were married, he didn't, like, let me be around anybody. And I'm not from Arkansas, so
right.
I'm pretty much here alone, completely alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have people at work, but, you know, again, we, people didn't get close because of my situation. And so it's a little bit hard sometimes being here by myself, and I'm just doing my best to trust God.
Yeah. And that's the thing to do. And I'll be honest, and I'm just, I don't feel like this is a lengthy season of you just, as I say, catching your breath and just, you know, gathering your thoughts and just resting before God, and then let God lead you. This doesn't feel to me like this is something that's going to drag out for years or anything like that. I think it's just a season, and I do not think it's a long season, but it's a season that God's going to have you just be still, and heal a little bit, you know, get your energy, get the freedom, get the things that God's wanting to do in your heart some, and then get direction from Him. And I absolutely feel that God has changes for you. That's just what I feel. I can't say much more than that, other than I just feel that you have a season that God's going to let you just catch your breath and kind of regroup, and then God's going to give you direction.
Okay, well, I receive that.
Well, praise God. Well, thank you, Jesus. Well, sweetie, is there anything else you want me to pray about tonight?
No, that's it. I'll let you get to other callers. I sure do appreciate you.
You're welcome, hon. You have a good week.
You too.
Let me get a little drink again. Hi, 402-214. Is this Miss Sharon tonight?
Hi, honey. It's Sharon.
Hi, girl.
New York. Thank you.
How you doing tonight?
So glad you're here.
Is it really cold up there today?
What?
Is it really cold up there today?
You know, it was pretty chilly. Yeah. Not too bad, though. Omaha's getting snow, so.
I had heard some of the places up that I didn't know exactly on the map where it was, but I knew that some places were really getting a lot of snow or getting some snow now already.
Right, yeah. It was in the 50s today in New York, so wasn't too bad. But it's been dropping down.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. No, not
at all.
Cool.
I wanted to tell you that first song that you played before you even talked. I just love that. That was really pretty.
Yeah, that's Lauren Daigle, a song called Remember.
Yeah.
She's really good. There's not many of my listeners,
too.
I love Chris Tomlin. I love Lauren Daigle. Katie Nicole has some good songs, and there's just a few that I really like, but there's two or three that I really like their stuff, but really beautiful.
Yeah.
So, well, let's pray for
you. Thank you.
Father, I thank you for sharing, Lord. And I just thank you, Father, for, Lord, for just bringing the new, Lord, bringing the new to Sharon, Lord, redirecting her thoughts on some things, Lord, maybe even directing her path in some things. But, Lord, where life may feel a little bit like old hat, of kind of like I'm doing the same old, and same old people and some of the same old situations going on. Father, that you would bring a newness to her life. Lord, that you would open up some new avenues and some new acquaintances to her, Lord, and that she would see like some new roads for her life. Father, thank you, Lord, for abandoning some old thought patterns. Lord, sometimes we all have that. We have old thought patterns that sometimes we just need to chunk them and develop even just some new ways of thinking in some areas. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for presenting some of that to Sharon. Lord, that answering her prayers and seeing some changes, Lord, in people that are around her. But, Lord, that she have the ability that even if she doesn't see all the changes that she wants, Lord, that she's able to pick up and move on. That doesn't necessarily mean move, but that she's able to move on in her life and in other activities and other things, Lord, that she's able to even have some new interest in her life. I just see like a new road being presented to you. I just see a new road. I see a new road being presented to you, and it's like it's your choice, you know, whether or not you want to go that way or not. You know, sometimes we're in situations that we have new roads kind of, I won't say forced upon us, but sometimes we encounter things in life that we kind of have to take a new road. But I see this as a new road that's presented to you like an invitation, whether it's an invitation for the Lord or an invitation from a person, I don't know. But like I see a new road that there's an opportunity for you to take a new road in some area of your life. But I see it as a good thing. I will say that. I see it as a good thing that would be an outlet, that would be bring some new joy, bring some different acquaintances, some different adventure in your life. Have no idea what it is. But, Lord, I just thank you for that, that you do give us new doors, that, Lord, that you open new doors to us. You open sometimes, Lord, not everything is earth-shattering changes. Sometimes, Lord, you just open new avenues to us, new doors to us that are for our pleasure, that are for our health, or for our mental health even. It's just things sometimes that helps take our mind off something else.
Right.
But it's for our good. Lord, it's for our good that you bring good things to us and you bring blessings to us. And we have that ability to choose or to say no. But, Lord, it doesn't mean that you don't bring good things our way. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for doing that in Sharon's life, Lord, that you have blessing and you have good things for, Lord, because life can be so serious, and is. Life is serious, but we have to move away from some of the seriousness at times and just have fun. We need some. We all have to have outlets and things in life that are just fun and enjoyable, that we don't stress about, that aren't stressful to us, just those things that bring that release to us to enjoy life and to just relax at times. And that's what I sense, is that this is not a earth-shattering, not a life-changing thing, but just an avenue opened for enjoyment and stress relief. That's something that would be available to you. So praise God.
Yeah. I hope you recognize this.
Yeah.
You know, I seem to figure things out too late.
No. It's never too late to enjoy life and enjoy the blessings. You know, life is such a gift. And we can get bogged down in all of the have-to things and all of the serious things. And so, you know, we all have to take ourselves less serious and take time to smell the roses and take time just to enjoy life. So I think God has that for you, and I think it'd be good for you.
Well, would you say a prayer for my son? Today's the anniversary of his death. And, you know, maybe God
blesses him. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for just comforting Sharon's heart tonight, Lord, and in the days to come, Lord, that the memories we have, Lord, that they be a sweet remembrance, and that we revisit the love, but, Lord, that we not revisit the grief. And, Lord, that you just lift her heart and just, Lord, let her, as she remembers him, Lord, as she revisits some of that, Lord, that she revisit the good memories and the beautiful memories and not the bad things. Lord, that we take with us the love that's in our heart for others and for those that are so dear to us. And Lord, let this day be a time of sweet remembrance and not a time of sadness and grief. So, Lord, I just speak your love over Sharon and your embrace over her. And, Lord, your comfort over her. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you, Jeannie. Thank you so much.
God bless you too, hon.
I appreciate that. Okay. You take care.
Okay. You too, hon. You have a good week.
Thank you.
315-884, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Okay. Well, maybe they walked away for a little bit. All right, 910-709, how is Miss Sylvia tonight?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, girl. How are you doing tonight?
struggling a little.
Okay. Yeah, I could tell by the way you said, hon, that maybe you were struggling a little bit.
Yeah, since I started the school, I have to sit for one class is like 3 hours, another class two. So then it started up the sciatic nerve. So I have a paper that's due on Sunday, and I'm just struggling to get it done. I'm having trouble sitting in the chair.
Yeah.
So I decided to rest and see if I could get back up. But I'm almost finished, but, you know, it'd be better if I was completed altogether. But,
yeah.
I just found it funny.
Go ahead.
I just found it funny. I felt like more like an attack. I just been struggling on this paper thing, and I just been praying. And then all of a sudden, the sciatic nerve started, like, acting up, and it's all down at my feet. I guess because I'm sitting. The doctor said I was sitting too much.
Yeah.
But this too should pass. It'll be fine.
Right. Yeah, those are miserable. I've had that in the past, and it can be miserable. I remember Randy went through that for a period, and he went one of the gyms he goes to that had some type of water therapy thing. I've never seen it, so I just know he talked about it, where he got in there, and it was like some kind of water therapy, and he said it fixed him, that it went away. So I don't know.
Well,
if
I'm going on Friday. Yeah, my doctor sent me to physical therapy on Friday, but I have to work up, get this, praying for this energy to get worked up so I can sit in that chair, you know, because when something's hurting your mind, you can't concentrate.
Right. I understand, yeah. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia, and Father, I thank you, Lord, that by your stripes she was healed. By the stripes of Jesus she was healed. Lord, that Christ bore our sickness, he bore our pain. And, Lord, we come against pain now, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I come against pain in the name of Jesus. And I speak, Lord, to those nerves, Lord, that are up and down her leg and her foot and her hip, Lord, and her back, all where that runs, Lord, that sciatic nerve, Lord, to be at peace in Jesus' name. To be at peace in all of the irritation and inflammation and whatever's going on with it, Lord, that it cease. And it just be at peace in that nerve, Lord. If anything has been pinched from some way she's sitting or sitting too much, Lord, that you just bring restoration to that and peace to that, Lord, and that the pain has to go. Lord, we have been delivered from pain in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, if there's even something she can do in the way of a particular type of cushion to put underneath herself at school, that will bring some relief in that sense, Lord. Sometimes maybe if we're wearing some clothing that's a little too tight, if there's anything happening on our part, Lord, that you give her direction about that, give her understanding about that. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, for just moving on her behalf, Lord, that she can complete this class, Lord, that she will be able to concentrate and not be distracted with pain in her body. And, Lord, that she be able to rest. Lord, that she, when she is asleep or, you know, when she goes to bed or when she lounges at the house, that she be able to rest pain-free, Lord, so that she's energized, because it is, pain can be so draining of your strength. You know, it's emotionally draining, but it's physically draining. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that we have been delivered from that, that we have, Jesus provided everything that we need. And Lord, we just come against any attack of the enemy that would be to distract her, that would be just to, sometimes just to harass in any way. Lord, that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, and that the enemy has no power over us, in Jesus' name. But Lord, I thank you, Father, for causing Sylvia to excel. Lord, that you have given her the victory. Lord, you have given her the victory over and over again, and will continue to do so. She will continue to do so in her life, God. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that no setback will hinder her in any way, that she'll not be hindered, she'll not be derailed or sidetracked in any way. And Father, thank you, Lord, that even this shall turn to a testimony for God. Even this shall turn to a testimony, Lord. Lord, the word says that we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I thank you, Lord, for giving her, that she is protected by the blood, but that she shall have testimony after testimony after testimony, and will declare and decree the blessings and goodness of God in her life. Amen.
Amen.
God is good. God is good, and God is faithful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I remember one time I had that flare up some, and finally realized I had a pair of jeans or a type of jean that was kind of pulling across my back a little bit when I'd sit down, and it was actually causing some of it. So I went to a different type of jean after that for a while. But it can be a number of different things. But I do remember Randy telling the story of him going to the, and I don't remember which gym it was right this minute, but it had that water therapy thing that he got in, and it cleared it up. I think God directed him to do it. Sometimes God will give us directions on certain things, then God will heal us in that way. But I do remember him doing it. Planet Fitness, I think that's what it was. It was Planet Fitness. That water therapy thing. So something to consider too. Well, all right, girl.
Okay, well, thank you for praying.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Well, you have a good week, and let us know how you do.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Good night. All right, 334-590.
Hi, it's Jayla.
Hi, Jayla. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. I'm glad I got to you. I've only got just 2 or 3 minutes left tonight, but I got to you, so that matters. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Jayla. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for, Lord, for maturing her and bringing her to a higher level in you, God, that you, Lord, that you're maturing her as a woman. You're maturing her in the spirit. You're maturing her, Lord, in just some beautiful ways. Excuse me. I just see the Lord like, you know, you used to see these beautiful Southern belles that would have all these beautiful dresses, and they were so stately and so elegant, and, you know, ladies of presence and ladies of distinguished ladies. And that's the way I'm seeing you, is like, you know, one of those beautiful Southern belles that in one of the beautiful dresses, you know, that would come down in the gloves on, just God creating a like a stately lady with you in that way. God maturing you and bringing you to higher places, not only in your seeing yourself as a child of God and a daughter of God, but also in your understanding and in your wisdom and in the way you present yourself. That God just maturing you in that way. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody like, I've never seen someone like that I can ever remember. But like I see you as that beautiful Southern belle, and those beautiful dresses and the hats that they had and all of that. Yeah, and God, you know, in those, like when you would see them in those movies like that, they would be people of influence. And I see God using you to influence others, to influence, being an influence in their lives. And of course, certainly when we share the love of God with people, many times when we share just our friendship with people, it can be people on the job, just however God uses us. But any time that we touch people's lives in an effectual way, then we're an influence. And I see God using you as an influence in the lives of others, and people seeing you like that. People seeing you as someone that carries wisdom and understanding and compassion. I see people confiding in you. I see people coming to you at even like wanting to talk to you, like wanting your wisdom on matters. You know, people coming and saying, well, what, you know, what do you think about this? And what would you do in a situation like this? And people seeing you as someone with wisdom. But I see God just developing you in that beautiful way. Like I said, as I see it, like that beautiful, distinguished lady. But I see God just maturing you in that way and using you in that way, and others seeing you that way too. And you really coming to the realization and that knowledge of really accepting yourself as someone that God really uses and works through. Because many times it's hard. We might see it in other people, but sometimes it's hard for us to see ourselves as chosen and handpicked by God, as blessed by God, as anointed by God. But I see you beginning, that you begin to see yourself more like that, and others seeing you like that as well, and coming to you for the wisdom of God. So praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I was really calling into prayer to help with maturity and something in the spirit too. So like, for you to see that, it's very timely and even more confirmation.
Awesome. God is good. Well, sweetie, I think I have run out of time. I'm getting the prompt on my computer to log off the show, so I'm sorry I don't have time to visit with you more tonight. But I hope you be blessed and have a wonderful week, and I pray that that was a comfort and a help to you.
Thank you, and God bless you, and I hope you have a great week as well.
Thank you, hon. All right, everybody, I am out of time tonight. I'm sorry if I wasn't able to get to everyone. I've had more and more callers on and on as the program has went. But y'all have a beautiful, blessed week, and God keep you and love you and blessing all over you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.